And right now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer so that we can go forward and get the meat and the feast that God has prepared for us through his mouthpiece this morning. So as we carry the joy of the Lord in our hearts and we're strengthened, let us go before God in prayer. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every caller on this line that joins us each and every morning. God, we thank you for your word and how you have used your people on this call to bring forth your word, to strengthen us in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls, God. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, that they were obedient to the yes when you called upon them, Lord, to set this platform so that we could all come together and rejoice in you each and every morning. God, we thank you for Artists International, that wonderful, wonderful billion-dollar company that has brought us all together with the health products to not only to strengthen us, but to give us health in our bodies and wealth in our pockets. God, we thank you. We ask your continued blessings and anointing over each and every one of us, each and every one on this call. We lift you up. We rejoice in you. And we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, for you are our strength. In your precious name, Jesus, we cover this call. We ask you to cover the speaker this morning as they speak with your word, God. Speak, use their minds to think. Use their lips to deliver your message and pour back into them the virtues that they pour out to us. We give you glory, honor, and praise in your magnificent name, Jesus. Amen and amen. And as I bring forth the angel of God that is going to host this call this morning, we give God thanks, we give him praise, and we love him. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Jackson?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Cox. Take it away, God's beautiful angel.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I love you too. Good morning, good morning. TMC family, good morning. I want to thank you this morning for greeting us this morning, Minister Jackie, and greeting us with that beautiful tag. God is in our hearts. We love him. And starting off with that very powerful prayer, we appreciate you and all that you do. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am so glad to be on this call this morning. The Master's Call started October 20th, 2010. By two dynamic co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, yes, we have a scripture. Psalms 88:13 says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. In the morning, my cry come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, we excited website that we must all join to review, themastercall.net. themasterscall.net. That is our website. As we, all our bios and speakers are there on that website, so we are so grateful for that. We thank you for this year theme, 2019, God's Hands of Just Integrity. Trust in me individually and collective would clearly be seen. Amen. If you are led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as the greeter, as minister, Minister has Minister has done, and the host, as I am doing right now, a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your name, information to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and also our prayer general, Ms. Brenna Terrell, prayer general, so that they can also come back at you and be able to help you there. We have a phenomenal company called Artists International. It was established back by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artists Life. Great products help the world become a healthy. The new morning motivation call held every Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of Artists Life products. The number is 712-770-4005. 712 770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. If you have Metro PCS or T-Mobile, well, we have there's a bridge number that you can call before you use the number and you won't be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and they will not be charged for your phone. So we are so grateful. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and so we are so glad for my two dynamic Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan will be doing the call this morning, and the call this morning is on strokes. Who do you know that has strokes? So we will definitely be plugging into that call. Well, let me just say, everyone, I'm just going excited about going to Las Vegas. I will be in Las Vegas on March 29th to April 1st, really. And I'm so grateful this morning. So we want everyone to go to the back office and make sure they are coming to be with us. We are so excited. I saw that list this morning. I am so grateful for that. So we just want everyone to come and join us in Las Vegas. You will be so glad you did. So I always go because every time you miss it, if you miss it, you miss a lot. Well, let me just stop talking. So I'm just excited about the person about to come on this call this morning. Our dynamic speaker this morning is going to be Minister Wanda Walker. She is born in born believer and attended Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the leader of Pastor Laura. And Minister Wanda received her minister license later, was ordained. Through her ministry, she served the woman ministry, assisting Sunday school, teaching, and financial. Minister Wanda is resident of Chicago with her husband, William Walker. Together, they were blessed with three children, two great grands. Well, you want to know more information. I don't want to hold you up because Minister Wanda has a word in her belly. She is excited. I love Minister Wanda. She's just a person that me and her have so much laughs, so that's important. So without further ado, let me introduce you to some, present to others, none other but my friend, Minister Wanda Walker. Minister Wanda Walker, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Minister. Excuse me, Cox. Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you. Well, praise the Lord and good morning, TMC family. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for that tag. What a blessing, the joy of the Lord. Wednesday. Is awesome. Yes, the joy is our strength. And thank you once again, Minister Cox. God is so good. Thank you, Pastor V and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, for this opportunity. God bless you all. Thank the Lord, most of all, for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve Him. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we just come to you, telling you that we love you, we bless you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. We thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for the TMC family. Now, Father God, I ask that I decrease, but you increase, and you speak through me in the name of Jesus. And we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. Well, glory be to God. God is such a good God. He's such a loving God and a caring God. Let's go to the Word of God. And that word starts in 2 Chronicles 7. 14, and it reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Next, let's go to Proverbs 29:2. And it reads, Proverbs 29:2. If the righteous is in power, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now let's go to Proverbs 11:30. And that reads, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And the last scripture is going to be Matthew 23:12. And that reads, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Now, let's go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Excuse me, now you know. Excuse me. There are four conditions of blessings that was upon Israel. We're not Israel. You know, we're not in Israel. We're not Israel. But we are who? God's people, right? So if we're God's people, it's four conditions that God is going to bless us if we do what he says. Number one, yes, he said, if my people, we are his people. If you've been born again, you are his people. You're one of his people. So if we are his people, he didn't call us by name, but he said, you shall humble yourself. Humble, meek, submissive. Be submissive to what the Lord will have you to do. Be submissive to those that are in authority. He said, if my people, I'm one of his people. So we have to humble ourselves because we don't want the Lord to humble us. If he end up humbling you, you're going to be really regretting that he did. But we have to humble ourselves. And when we humble ourselves, then we are to pray. Prayer is needed like never before on this earth. We need to pray. Luke 18:1 says, pray without ceasing. We have to pray, but you also have to be humble. You have to humble yourself. You can't exalt yourself. You can't lift yourself up. And fasting is a form of humbling yourself. And we've been fasting. So, and we've been praying, right? Talking to God, telling him what we want and what we need. You love talking to the one you love. I love talking to my husband. But if something is wrong, if I'm talking to my husband all the time and not talking to God, we have to pray. It is time to pray like never before. Pray, pray, pray. The world is in a turmoil. But we are God's chosen children. We are his people. So we have to first humble ourselves. Number two, pray. And prayer changes things and changes people. Also, he says, and seek my face. Seek my face, not my hands, not what I can do for you. Seek me because you love me. Seek me because you want to do what I would have you to do. Search. Seek is searching. If you lost your diamond ring or your diamond watch or whatever you have that is a diamond, you're going to search for it. You're going to look for it until you find it. You're not going to stop. You're going to be caught up into, man, I got to find my diamond ring. But how much more should we be seeking the Lord, going after him, finding out, Lord, what is it that you want today? Which way you want me to go today? What soul do you want me to reach today? We know that we're only here to win souls. He chose us. He ordained us. He called us. He allowed us to be his children. Why he want us to go out there and tell others about him, draw him, draw them to him. Let them know Jesus saves, Jesus loves, Jesus cares. Number four, he says, and turn from their wicked ways. This was the building of Solomon's temple. We need a revival, y'all. It was destruction of Jerusalem. Hezekiah, a revival under Hezekiah. How much do we need a revival here in Chicago? And not just Chicago, but throughout the world. But Chicago right now is really, the devil is really running rampant in Chicago. The spirit of murder. It's terrible. It's a shame. But we are God's people. And he said that, number one, if we humble ourselves, number two, if we pray, number three, if we seek his face, number four, and turn from our wicked ways. Wicked ways? Christians got wicked ways? Yes, yes, yes. If you slow folk, you got a wicked way. That's wickedness. You know what your wickedness is. Whatever, search your heart and ask the Lord, Lord, what is it? What is it that I'm not winning the souls like I used to? I'm not witnessing like I used to. If the Lord called you in the White House, are you going to go and be that mouthpiece for God and witness instead of just talking about what Trump is doing, what others is doing? No, we not going to just sit up there and talk about nothing. We're going to pray. We're going to humble ourselves. We're going to seek his face, and we're going to turn from whatever wicked way that is in us, because the Lord says, search your heart and try your thoughts, and if there's any wicked way, David said, he said, take it out of me, Lord. And that's what we want. We want God to point to anything that needs to be changed, because hallelujah, we are the world changers. God has chosen us. We got the greater one on the inside of us. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. We are God's chosen children for destiny. We are the ambassadors of Christ. We are, hallelujah, his children, his chosen children of destiny. We got the goods. They need to come to us and ask us, what must I do to be saved? Oh, glory be to God. If your light is shining, you're going to draw them. And when they come to you, are you ready for them? Are you going to let them know, I'm saved because God took me out of darkness and he brought me in up to the marvelous light. I don't drink no more like I used to. Oh, he can take the taste of the alcohol away from you. He can take the taste of the drugs away from you. All you have to do is allow him to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. We have the joy. We have the good. We're not just born again. We fill with the Holy Ghost of God. Let us come together and be with one accord. Let us go out and witness. Let us go out and tell the people, you must be born again. He's calling on you. He's drawing you. What are you going to do? Are you going to say yes, or are you going to say, that's not my call? All of us are supposed to be a witness. All of us need to be able to tell somebody about Jesus. No, it's not always your talk, but what about your walk? Do they see Jesus or do they see you? Let's gather together, my saints, and as a sacrifice, hallelujah, before the Lord. Let us go get the souls, because we got it. We've got the greater one on the inside of us. No weapon formed against us going to prosper. Take nobody kill us, because we already dead. Because he said it in Galatians 2:20. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Yet it's not us living, but it's the Christ that lives within us. Hallelujah. He living through us. Let's go and win the souls for Christ. Let's humble ourselves and watch. Forgive their sins. He said he's going to forgive their sins. And he's going to heal their land. He's going to heal the land, y'all. Let's come together and be with one accord. Miracles, signs, and wonders is supposed to follow the word. Where are the miracles and the signs and wonders? What happened? Let us come together and be with one accord. Let us humble ourselves, not exalt ourselves, but let's humble ourselves. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us seek his face, not his hands, because if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the things going to be added to us, y'all. I like nice things. Y'all like nice things. But the things, it's not going to have us. We're just going to be caught up into winning souls and letting people know. Jesus, he says, he loves you. Homosexuality is not going to take over. Jesus loved them, but he hates sin. Let us come together and win the souls and turn from our wicked way. Whatever your wicked way is, if there's a wicked way there, turn from it and turn to the Lord. We got the goods. We win. We got the greater one on the inside. We don't have to fear what man can do. We ain't going to starve, because he said he never saw the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. We got it, y'all. Let's give it to him. Let's let him know. Jesus says he cares. Hallelujah. And no matter what happened, when the righteous is in power, we rejoice. What? The joy of the Lord, yes, it is our strength. Don't let them steal your joy, because you won't be able to fight that devil again. The joy of the Lord is your strength. No matter what happens, laugh at that devil and know that you got the victory. You got the greater one on the inside. You are somebody in Christ Jesus. Not in you, but in Christ Jesus. You can cast out devils and lay hands on the sick. You can't cast on no devil in my name, because ain't nothing going to happen. But when you cast them out in Jesus' name, something will happen. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let us come together with one accord and let the devil know, hallelujah, you are defeated. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Let us come together and be with one accord and let that devil know, no, you ain't reigning. You doing your job, you kill, you steal, you destroy, and we're doing our job and letting you know, get up on our feet where you belong. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. He didn't say it wasn't going to form, but it ain't going to prosper. So hallelujah, glory be to God. We will humble ourselves. We will pray more. We will seek his face. And we're going to turn from our wicked ways. He's going to forgive their sins. When the land will be healed. I love you all. God bless you all. Back in the hands of the host. Host, are you there?
Thank you. Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Wonder, for that profound word. We will. We will absolutely come before, be humble before God. I thank you for that. This morning, we certainly appreciate your word this morning. It is so needed right now. I'm we'll be coming back to you for the benediction an announcement. Let us pray this morning. Let us pray this morning. Dear God, I am thanking you for another day. We thank you for waking us up, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be healthy this morning, Lord. Take away our worries and regrets. Please recharge our souls. Renew our hope in you, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit will help us to experience your peace, which surpasses all understanding in Philippians 4 and 7. Help us, Lord, to go before you. Go before us and make our crooked roads straight, Lord. And help us to understand, Lord, that you are the only thing. You're the power. You understand all of us, Lord, but we have to understand this world, Lord. We got to keep moving forward. And we have to pray and pray without ceasing, Lord. We have to pray. We have to understand what's going on now, Lord, because no one seems to understand that you got to pray. You have to stand before God in all that you do. We thank God for Dr. P. A. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, their leadership, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you for this call. We thank you for every prayer warrior that joined us this morning and guests that joined us on this call this morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for shared honest life with everyone worldwide. We pray for the sick and shut in, Lord. We pray for Mary Roman, Lord. She we sent her to the hospital, but she woke up, God. Oh, nothing but you, Lord. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Wonderful Aunt, Lord. Pray for her. Pray for Brother Lester. Pray for Brother Terrell's family, Lord. Pray for my aunt. Oh, God, it's just been, it is what it is, Lord. You said things that we think we can't do, but God, if you pray, God, answer prayers. Pray for Mother Alva, Lord. Pray for Mother Joseph. Pray for Mother, oh, Lord God. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. He's not sometimes. He's all the time good. Lord, we just thank you this morning for any bereaving family this morning. We pray over them, Lord, this morning. Lord, we thank you. We love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I think today we're going to hear the playback. It's a powerful message from Minister Wanda. The number is 712-432-1085-712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Yes, I'm still excited about we're going to Las Vegas March 29th to April 1st. So all come and join us on that trip. You'll be so excited when you come back to me, to wherever you live. We'll be excited. The new motivation call this morning is going to be my success coach, Mr. Mrs. Flanagan. We were talking about stroke this morning. So that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Jackie Henderson, for greeting everyone open us in that prayer call, and we thank you for that tag this morning. Minister Wanda Walker,
yes.
Thank you again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us in a benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Cox. God is good, and he's good all the time. Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. Tell somebody about Jesus. I love you all. God bless you all. We got the goods. We speak in tongues. We got it, y'all. Hallelujah. Let's come together and let's change the world in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.